Today, Be'ezras Hashem, we learned Daf Chaf Hey in Masech Debah Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include Ve'elu Chayav LaHachris. The Mishnah lists found items that must be announced in order to locate the rightful owner, because Yesh Bem Simen V'lo Miyayish. The owner did not give up hope for these items because they have an obvious identifying mark and the item still belongs to him. The contradiction regarding Matzik Kli Ulefan of Peiris. If a person found fruit lying next to the utensil that has a simen, does the finder return the fruit to the owner of the utensil or not? Ein simen l'matbeah. A simen on a coin does not indicate that it's his because the original owner might have paid it to someone and the recipient is the one who dropped it. However, if the coins were arranged in an unusual way, such as shleish matbeis zeh al gav zeh, three coins piled one upon the other, this is a proof that it was derech hinuach, the owner put them down in this way intentionally, and is able to claim them with the simen of their arrangement, therefore he was not meyayish. The machlik is regarding zeh al gav zeh. Rachanina holds that he must return them only when the asuin kimigdolin, only if the coins were of different sizes and were piled as a tower. While Rabbi Yechanan holds afila zeh al gav zeh, even if the coins were of one size and piled directly one on the other, the finder must return them. Kol safek hinuach. If a person finds an item and it was questionable whether it was lost or purposely put there, likatchila lo yitel, he should not take the item initially even to return it, because it was put there intentionally and since it has no simen, the owner will not be able to claim it. Vemnotel lo yachzer, but if he did take the item, he does not have to return it to those who claim it because it has no simen. The contradiction regarding matzik kli ba'ashpa. If a person finds a utensil hidden in a garbage pile, is this considered an aveda that one must return or not?